Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Mem Aleph, Shavuos 41a, pagination is 81. We'll start on the bottom of the page, just as the lines get wide. And just to get the outline, we're going to first present one level of this rule regarding how a person repays a loan with witnesses or without witnesses. And then we're going to proceed with a second approach, which is the way we paskin. Now, on the general topic of repaying with witnesses so that you have verification, there is a concept in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Ayin, Oser Lahalvos below Edim. You're not allowed to lend without witnesses, and by extension, we would look for all financial transactions to have some sort of paper trail, if you will, or testimony, so that we don't open ourselves to painful and confusing situations where a person could deny even sincerely, but he doesn't remember, or conversely, besides what he's denying incorrectly, lifne'iva lo sitin michshal, not placing a stumbling block where he will err and violate, but also on the person himself who's going to be claiming things that are being denied, and people are going to think that he's a liar. You don't want to open yourself up to all that, and therefore everything should be documented with testimony as much as we can. There's the famous story of the Rashash, who, besides being a tremendous Talmud Chacham with his commentary printed in the back of the Gemara, but he also was a banker and was with access to large sums of money, and he once tendered a loan to somebody, and the person paid back while he was learning, and in a distracted way, he took the envelope and never recorded that the person repaid. And later there was confusion as to whether the loan was indeed paid up or not. Even great people could be compromised if things are not documented properly. Our Gemara is going to discuss a person who lent the money with witnesses, and to what extent is it truly obligatory for the person to repay with witnesses, to the point that if he says he repaid, but without witnesses, it wouldn't count, and he would have to pay again if the other person claims he never received it. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Amavas Chavira Be'edim, Tzarech Lefora Be'edim. The starting point over here is that he lent with witnesses, you have to pay back with witnesses. Ki amrita kamidi Shmuel omar li, but Shmuel commented, yachal loma lo praticha b'fnei peloni yepeloni v'ochalem limdines hayom. A person can claim, I did have witnesses when I repaid you, and they're gone. He picks the names of two people that have disappeared since then, and that would be sufficient to fulfill his claim that he paid up in front of witnesses. Again, the position that we're presenting right now is that automatically, just because you lent with witnesses, automatically it would have to be repaid with witnesses, and if you didn't, you would have to repay if the guy claims he never got it. But you could claim that you did pay back with witnesses, and they're wherever they are, they died, you pick two people who are dead, things like that. Let's turn on to the second side, and we'll see a little bit closer to the way we paskin on the third line. Rav Yosef Masni Hochi. Rav Yosef says, no, that's not the rule. The rule is like this. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Amavas Chavira Be'edim, Eino Tzarech Lefara Be'edim. Normally, just because you lent with Edim doesn't mean you have to pay back with Edim. Vim Omar. But if the lender said, Al Tafrieni Ela Be'edim, at the time of the loan, don't pay me back unless there are witnesses there. He knows. He doesn't want to open himself up to this repayment that can't be verified, and then they're going to argue about it. Tzarech lefara be'edim. If he said you have to pay back with witnesses, you're going to have to pay back with witnesses. Says Rav Yosef, it was on that case, ki amrita kamei de Shmuel omali, I said this in front of Shmuel, and he said to me, he can claim, meaning the borrower, I did repay with witnesses as you told me I must, but they're gone. I don't have them here, but I fulfilled the condition and you have no claim against me. This second approach is much more focused, if you will. This is not just he lent with Edom, so automatically you have to... He said, pay back with Edom. Nevertheless, the borrower has an out. He can claim, I paid back with Edom. I did exactly what you wanted. They're not here. What should I do? Moving down on the daf, four lines up from the wide, Rav Papa Mishmei Derava Oma Amavas Chavirah Be'edim Ein Tzarech Lefara Be'edim. If a person lends with witnesses, that alone does not require repayment with witnesses. Ve'amamer Al Tifriyeni El Be'edim. But if he says, don't pay me back unless there are witnesses there, Tzarech Lefara Be'edim, he's going to have to pay back with witnesses. Ve'amamer Lo Pratech Befnei Poloni Yepoloni Ve'ochalam Limdines Hayom. But if you did the trick that Shmuel described could be done by somebody, he says, I did pay back with witnesses, they're gone, but I did, Neman, he's believed. What indeed could a person do to protect himself if he literally wants to make sure that the witnesses are people that he can rely on, and he only wants to be paid back in front of those specific witnesses? So on the third of the wide lines, Ahuda amale lechavrei, there's a person who told his friend at the time of the loan, ki piratin, when you pay back, piratin li ba'apei Reuven v'Shimon. I want you to pay back in front of Reuven and Shimon. Ozulupari ba'apei tirei ma'alma. He ended up paying back in front of two regular people, other kosher witnesses. Now, those two witnesses are here, and they say testimony that he did repay. He's not making up a bogus tale. That's not the claim. He paid back in front of two other witnesses, and they're here to testify, but he didn't pay back in front of Reuven v'Shimon, which was the condition. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Ba'ape Beitrei Omar Lei, Ba'ape Beitrei Parei. He said in front of two, and he paid back in front of two, and the testimony is going to be valid, and he will not have to repay. Amalei Rava, Rava said, Lachi ka amalei ba'apei Reuven v'Shimon k'eche delo nidchayei. Rava says the reason he designated Reuven and Shimon is so that he can't be pushed off with a statement, I paid in front of a different two people. But all he's really requiring is that two people say testimony and that he knows he can rely that there will actually be two people and not the claim that there are two people, but they're not here. In Shulchan Aruch, this is brought, Simon Ayin, Piraticha Befnei Acherim, I paid up in front of other people, and as we blended Abaya and Rava together, as Shitas, Imba'u, if the two people came, then we would accept that testimony. Now, Rashi tells us that one of the concerns over here could be Edei Shekerheim, that this person who lent the money feels that the only people in town are Reuven and Shimon that he's willing to rely on to say honest testimony, and he is claiming that everybody else is just not reliable to him. In this particular case, we don't accept that just because he said Reuven v'Shimon, but if he would elaborate and he would really say why he's making the condition or what it is that he's after, then it might be comparable to a case that comes up where he says he wants people, the tanu hilchasa, people who are knowledgeable in halacha, for example. Because then we understand why he's making such a condition. It's quite apparent. He wants somebody knowledgeable in the laws. And the same might be true if he expresses a certain concern. This is, of course, debatable because Beis Din can say, I don't know what your concerns are, but if the person's a kosher witness, how do you come to be different than the law? But that would enter into a position where the lender might make some sort of condition and explain himself as to why he's making this condition, and he might actually get it to a point, if he really articulates, that it would be binding. But again, in this case, he simply said in front of Reuven Veshimon, we think he was just trying to exclude anonymous type witnesses where the borrower cites the names of two people and we can't verify it. But again, as Shulchan Aruch presents it in the typical case, even if he said Reuven Veshimon, if two valid witnesses stand up to cross-examination, say testimony that he did indeed repay, he would be believed. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.